Lively Stones Meditations, Monday, 21st February 2022. Take a memorial portion. Reading from Leviticus chapter 2, verses 7 to 10. If your offering is a grain offering baked in a covered pan, it shall be made of fine flour with oil. You shall bring the grain offering that is made of these things to the Lord, and when it is presented to the priest, he shall bring it to the altar. Then the priest shall take from the grain offering a memorial portion and burn it on the altar. It is an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. And what is left of the grain offering shall be Aaron's and his sons. It is most holy of the offerings to the Lord made by fire. She conceived again and bore a son and said, Now this time my husband will become attached to me because I have borne him three sons. Therefore his name was called Levi. Genesis 29 verse 34. In Leviticus, the book of the Levites, we see set out before us a lot of the detail of ritual and law that God handed to the Israelites. The priestly tribe of Levi, whose name arises from a word meaning to twine or to unite and to remain, were the guardians of God's laws, and thus all the complex rules about the feasts, about approaching and worshipping God, and the manner in which offerings should be made and so on, were set down in Leviticus with the purpose of bringing the Hebrews, and now us, into an abiding relationship with him. The priest shall take from the grain offering a memorial portion and burn it on the altar. It is an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. Here in Leviticus chapter 2 verse 8, we are shown that the priest takes a memorial portion to be burnt on the altar of incense to be a pleasing aroma to the Lord God. What is this memorial portion, and what does it signify for us? A memorial is a remembrance, something retained, held in memory, a marker or prominent sign to remind us of something essential. In Leviticus, it is the Levite or Aaronic priest who performs this function. And those of us living in this New Testament age and fulfilling the call to be the Third Testament as priests and kings in his service, we must take on that role and take the memorial portion. We are to be living memorials, living stones, if you will, each a testimony to the life of Jesus flowing through us by his Holy Spirit. We are the remembrance that Jesus Christ did not die in vain, the people, his people, of whom he asked, Do this in remembrance of me. You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. Yes, we can falter and fail, but he is faithful to enable and re-enable so that we may fulfill his plan and purpose. Keep your eyes upon him, your ear alert to the Holy Spirit's voice. You have been chosen since before the beginning of the world for this day. Take a memorial portion and be encouraged today. Meditate on these things. Reading Luke 22, verses 17 to 20. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among yourselves, for I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. And finally, a holy walk, Oswald Chambers on Faith, What God Says About the World. The average view of Christianity, that we only need to have faith and we are saved, is a stumbling block. How many of us care anything about being witnesses to Jesus Christ? How many of us are willing to spend every ounce of energy we have, every bit of mental, moral, and spiritual life for Jesus Christ? God has left us on earth. For what? To be saved and sanctified? No, to be working for Him. From Approved Unto God.